At every single work environment and company, there are 7 different types of employees and team members. I'm going to talk about that today. So this video is directed to 2 different types of people. One is the CEO founder that wants to identify who he has on his team or who she has on her team. 2 is for you to identify what kind of a team member you are at a company. So let's get right into it. The lowest level of an employee at a company is a temp. Temps are typically those that can't keep a job. They go have 3-4 jobs in 2 years, and they go from one company to the next company to the next company, and it's always the company's fault. It's the former boss, but what they lack is discipline, effort, and a good attitude. This is why they keep becoming temps, and unless the effort, discipline, and attitude changes, they're always going to be temps. The second kind are the ones that I call part of the 459 club. Let me tell you what's the 459 club. You know a lot of 459 clubs. You may be part of the 459 club. Here's who the 459 club is. This is what they do. They look at the clock. They don't stop working at 5. They clock out at 4:59. Like by 4:45, they already got a foot out the door. They can't wait till 4:59. Boom, they're out of here. So they'll do enough, whatever you ask them to do. They'll do some of their work. Most of the work, they'll do it. But they cannot wait to leave this place and go do something else. The third one is a resume builder. Resume builder is somebody that goes, works at a company for 2 years, gets some experience under their belt. Then they go to the next company. They'll typically do this over a 6 to 8 year period to build up their resume because they want to get that one job at a big 4 accounting firm or a big 4 financial firm. So they're simply building their resumes. Nothing wrong with that. They still do their jobs. They're still good, but they're not going to be with you long term. They're just there to get the job done, build up their resume, and they leave. And sometimes this actually works for both parties' favor if you know that this is what the expectation is. The fourth one is an effective lone ranger. What am I talking about with an effective lone ranger? This is somebody that doesn't want to be bothered. You give them the task, it's gonna get done. They don't talk to a lot of people. They'll slip out their cubicle or their office and they'll get everything done. It typically has to do with something, financing, some creative work that's purely on the computer, coding, a consultant that's coming in for a year and a half to just get the job done on a website that's being developed or a CRM that's being developed. Tell me what you want me to put together. Leave me alone. Let me get to work. That's the effective lone ranger. The fifth one are the team players. These are the guys that are willing to help out no matter what happens. Look, what do you need? I'm willing to help out. Do you need me to come on the weekend and help out? I'm here. You need me to stick around a little later? I'm here. I got my job, then I can help out. Do you guys need anything else? These are people that constantly get raises, and eventually they could end up being a strong executive, but they're very good team players. Some of the most important people you can have at a company are team players. Number 6 are reliable leaders. What are reliable leaders? These are the executives and directors that will go and simply do the job you ask them to do, and they'll manage their team. They will go above and beyond. They will do their part. They will lead well. They will manage well. They'll get the tasks done. They represent the company well. And they could be with you for 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 years and be reliable leaders. And they can be a very big asset to the company. And then you have the highest level of leaders at every company. And these are the entrepreneurs. See, the whole concept about entrepreneurs is something I talk about in this book in chapter 3. Everyone wants to be an entrepreneur, but sometimes you can have it all without risking it all, and that's being an intrapreneur. An intrapreneur thinks, walks, talks. Everything they do, they think like the entrepreneur founder. They think like the person that started the company. The money to the company matters to them. If we have to spend $1,000 here, they'll go on 3 additional websites to spend $850 on it. If we're going to spend $29,000 on a travel, they'll go shop it out and bring it down to $26,200 just to save $3,800, $2,800. It doesn't matter what it is. An entrepreneur, everything they do with the company, they treat like their own. You know what typically ends up happening to entrepreneurs? They end up becoming C-suite executives. They end up owning equity in the company and end up eventually many of them running the company, if not running a part of the company, a division of the company, because of the way they're wired. So these are 7 different types of employees and team members at every single company. Couple things I want you to, one, I want you to ask yourself which one you are. And by the way, no one's watching you. No one knows where you are. You may be at work listening to this saying, I think he's talking about me. I'm a level 2. I think he's talking about, I'm a temp. I'm always getting fired. Maybe it's not the company's fault. I think I'm a level 4. I don't think I'm an entrepreneur yet. I think I'm reliable. I just don't think I treat the company's money like my own. Maybe I gotta upgrade. Whatever it is, think about it. And then if you're a boss and a CEO and a founder, think about all the people you have in your company, who falls in which category, and who needs more time with you, because those are the ones that could be the future of the company. That's where you need to invest your time and your capital into, to develop those leaders to the next level. Having said that, I have one last thing I want you to do. I have a survey I'm doing, and it's going to take you less than 5 minutes. It could take you 3 minutes to do this survey. We want to find out a little bit more about the YouTube audience that we have here. And that survey is going to be below. For the time you...
Hello. Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. And... welcome to the Opportunity Podcast. Oh man, today's just been a stressful day. It's been one of those days where... man, it's funny. It's IT Appreciation Day, so, you know, I don't know... I don't know if it's IT Recognition Day or whatever across the country, if it's an actual thing, or if it's just an internal thing within our company. But it's kind of funny because I was like listening earlier and it just kind of hit me right now. There's this guy, actually the shooter for Arizona, he shot like the congresswoman or whatever. I don't know the exact details, it was just like in the background. As I was leaving for work, and it was kind of interesting because he kept saying something about, like, he had like a phrase that he would always say, and I don't know the exact words for it, but essentially, or the last part of it was like, words mean nothing, and that kind of relates. So I don't tie both of them together because I don't want to be associated with the other guy. But just in regards to what he said there, words, you know, words don't matter, you know, and I think I can tie that into my point here, where it's IT Appreciation Day, right? But for some reason, I don't feel appreciated, and I haven't felt appreciated in a long time. And I think a lot of my teammates and co-workers kind of feel the same way. And not just within my own team, but just across the entire IT department. You know, so... what needs to change, you know? I just don't know what needs to change. Like, so we have... so for me personally, I have all these issues that I've... and I've talked about it a lot in my other podcasts... that I have to deal with at work. And now on top of all these issues that haven't gone away, you know, they haven't slowed down, they're still present, and I'm still trying to manage them. And it's still a lot of things are pet peeves of mine, and I, you know, just having to deal with it. Sorry, I got distracted. But yeah, it hasn't gone away, you know, and now it's like COVID on top of that, you know, and not only COVID, but COVID, I don't know, there's just a bunch of issues, you know, that we have to deal with at this point, so... oh, sorry, I'm just trying not to be an asshole here while I'm driving. But yeah, I don't know. It's just been kind of frustrating just because, you know, I feel like I can't say anything, or if I say something, it feels like I'm trying to break the status quo, and I get, you know, I look like the bad guy, and when in fact I'm just trying to make things better, try to put my spin, my, you know, thoughts out there, but... maybe I'm the wrong one. I don't know. You know, I don't have enough experience to determine that, but I do have a lot of experience, you know, and I think that says a lot. So, you know, I don't know. Like, you know, today's IT Appreciation Day. Regardless of how many times you thank me or just reach out, and, you know, it's just words, you know. And words don't, you know, like the guy was saying, the serial, the murder, words mean nothing, you know. Like, if you're not gonna back it up with anything, what does words mean? They're just words, they don't mean anything. Like, you can say anything you want, but, you know, if you don't back it up with action, you know. And I didn't, you know, and that was a funny thing. I didn't get what he was saying when I was listening to that, you know. Like, what's he mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And granted, I didn't hear the entire thing, but the last part, you know, where words mean nothing, you know, you know, I was just like, the heck does he mean? But, you know, words only mean anything if there's intent behind them, right? So if it's like, thank you, you know, but if you don't actually, you're not actually thankful, if you're not actually, you know, if you're just going through the motion of just saying thank you, because that's what you actually have to do, but you feel entitled to that help, or you're not actually thankful, you're just, you know, you're just going through the motion, then it doesn't mean anything, you know. What's it mean to me, you know? I can sense when people are being genuine or not, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of people that reached out to me, you know, and honestly, a lot of them I think were genuine. I think a lot of them, I don't know how genuine they were. So, in those cases, you know, words do mean nothing. But yeah, what am I doing? I was going to go get some shitty Del Taco, but now I kind of want to talk a little bit more on this podcast and maybe spend a little bit more time on lunch, just because it's been a pretty disgraceful day, to say the least. Just dealing with people's expectations and their needs and wants, and just dealing with my own issues, health issues, and oh my god, I have like a knot in my back and I can't like untie it. It's like bothering me. It's making it hard to breathe. I think I just need to go outside and stretch. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think people really take my personal needs or accounts, you know, when they ask me for help. And, you know, I think a lot of times it's expected, you know, and they've gotten used to the fact that I've been so reliable in the past. But, you know, and that's kind of what I want to get to. You know, that was a great video from Valuetainment. I really love Patrick's channel. So, big shout out to him. You know, and I can, and, you know, I can say I can totally agree with him 100%, you know. And I really was looking forward to what he had to say when I clicked on the video, and I was not disappointed. I don't want to get coronavirus going to Mobetta's. I feel like that's where I would get coronavirus if I were to get it. Nah, I'm just being paranoid, maybe. Just that food sounds pretty good right now. Let me just drive around. This park looks amazing right now. Very beautiful. It's a little pond I'm driving around. This knot hasn't gone away, and it's really painful. Hold on, let me get back here. I think I just need to get down for a second, pop it, I've had a lot of lingering injuries since my car accident. In fact, like, my ligaments on my wrists and my ankles still hurt on a daily basis. What's going on here? Okay. Hopefully I don't regret coming here for lunch. ironic park. I'm parking right next to a chiropractor. It'd be funny if I kind of wish I could be seen on the spot on the same day. Closed for lunch though, so it's kind of crazy. I guess I'll leave my car on for a little bit. But yeah, I don't know. It's been a stressful day for sure. Like, I did plan to go to work today. But what happened was,
Bible teaches you language for real life.
I had to go in tomorrow, you know, and I'm not going to go every single day, you know, especially when there's four other people there as well, you know, and these are people that I don't particularly want to work with, if I'm being quite honest with you. Like, I'd rather spend the day in solitude, listening to videos, and, you know, that's, and I want to emphasize that, because I don't watch videos, I listen to them, you know, I'm not gonna lie, you know, I'm not sitting down just working through tickets the entire time, you know, without doing anything else. Like, I do watch my favorite YouTubers, my favorite podcasts, I listen to, what, you know, I put them on YouTube or whatever, but I'm not actively watching them, you know. In fact, they're not even on my foreground, you know, when I'm working. And I can't say the same for a lot of my teammates, you know. Like, they'll literally put a game on, for example, a baseball game, and literally just watch it, you know, like, with their headphones on, and they act like they're doing emails or, you know, something. But, you know, I know baby boomers can't really multitask, so it's kind of silly that we'd even... that they even, you know, think that we just think that they're working, you know. It's just silly when they're just staring at it, or they'll just watch, like, Netflix, like, they'll just watch their series, they'll catch up on their series at work, and that, I don't even feel comfortable doing that, you know. Like, if I, you know, like, I wanna, I don't know, let me, Most of my teammates, I would say, are one, you know, like, they're the baby boomers for the most part. They're the ones who are ready to clock out at 4:59, they basically stop working at 4, and at 4:59 or whatever, they're out, you know, they're out the door. You know, they don't help anyone if they approach them. They refuse to stay any longer. They're the 4:59 guys. You know, we have about three or four of them on our team. We have one that I would consider the lone warrior or whatever. Number four or level three. So we actually have two of those, I would say. You know, they're reliable, they'll always get the work done. You know, if you tell them what to do, they'll do it. You know, and then we have maybe one team leader guy, right? We have one guy that'll be the team leader who will take... And this is a newer guy, you know, but let's just say that he comes with some other issues as well. So let's see what else. So that's basically it. And then for me, you know, I'm honestly, I could say that it's changed, it's differed. Sometimes it's been things like, you know, I've had the entrepreneur, you know, and I think that's why I've been in a lot of these companies. You know, I've had, you know, when I used to work at eBay, for example, I had a couple of me, I can't say a lot, but with upper management trying to integrate new things into the business, you know, and one of the things did actually get pushed through, you know, and I wasn't there long enough to see how it, you know, affected the business or contributed to the business. But, you know, I've always been, had that mind. I've always, you know, I've always liked to play with other people's business per se. Since I haven't had my own or my own successful one per se, quite yet, you know, where I could do full time and quit my, other full-time job. With that said, I'm just super stressed out. It varies, you know. I think you could call me a team player, you know. And then we have another guy who's a team player, I'm not gonna lie. But, you know, I think I've ranged anywhere from team player to entrepreneur. Now I don't even care, you know. Like, now I don't even care if the company makes money or, you know, I'll just do whatever they want, you know. If it costs more money, whatever, that's what everyone else is doing. You know, I'm just gonna do my job, clock in, clock out, you know, and just leave me alone. I'll get my work done. You know, that's the point I've gone. You know, it's been a spectrum, right? It hasn't been the same. I'm sure these guys who are number one now were probably fours, fives, six, whatever, throughout their careers, with long careers with the company. But at this point in their careers, they're ones, and I don't want to deal with that, if I'm being quite frank with everybody. I don't think anyone should have to deal with that, you know, in a company. You know, if you have a manager who is willing to, you know, and there's case by case basis, but it's just really difficult when you're a certain archetype, you know, you don't have the right amount of archetypes around you to make an adequate team to get the work done adequately. And it just puts more stress on, why would I be a team player, you know, when I could just be a number one guy, you know? But then that just compiles to the main problem, and eventually that's gonna need to be resolved anyway, so why not just get it done at the first go? So anyways, I need to probably go get my food now before I waste more time here. Thanks for listening in. Appreciate it. Hit that like, subscribe, and talk to you later.